Morning.
Not that's all.
Thank you so much for having me again. It's always great to be with you guys.
谢谢大家再让我有机会与大家分享。我每次来到当中的时候都感到非常的荣幸。
Before we start, could I ask the host to allow me to share my screen so that I can have the slideshow along with us? But while that's happening, I'd like to read the passage that we have this morning.
接下来我想用底下的时间先念一下我们今天的经文。
It's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21.
今天的经文出自于以弗所书第三章十四节到二十一节。
And it says, For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth,and the length, and the height, and the depth, and to know that the love of Christ surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church, and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
经文出自于以弗所书第三章十四到二十一节。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地下各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
There's a worker moving dirt by hand to build a road through a valley.
有一个工人，他正为着一个地方开一条路。
And the worker only had a shovel and a wheelbarrow.
而这个工人本身，他只有一个手推车以及一把铲子。
So it took an immense amount of time to make progress.
所以他要有任何进展的话，他花了许许多多的力气。
Now a wealthy man who was passing by saw how useful the road would be, and he bought a truck for the worker and an excavator to make the work easier.
结果这个时候有一个有钱人经过的时候，他就看见这条开路的过程，他就觉得这条路绝对会带给这个地区极大的帮助，因此他就为这个工人预备了一个挖土机以及一辆卡车。
A week later, the man visits the work site only to see that the worker is still using the shovel and the wheelbarrow.
过了一个礼拜以后，这个有钱人再次经过这个施工的地方，结果发现这个工人依然在用他的手力在那边铲路。
The truck and the excavator hadn't moved.
结果这个时候他就看见那个施工的卡车以及这个挖土机反而是跑到旁边去了。
The rich man asked, why aren't you using the tools that I bought for you?
结果这个时候这个有钱人就问这个工人说，你为什么还用手力在这边挖地呢？你为什么不用我给你的卡车跟挖土机呢？
And when questioned, the worker said, thank you so much for the new truck.I use it to store my shovel at the end of the day.
结果这个工人就回答说，哎呀，真是谢谢你为我预备了这个卡车，刚好我每天挖完这个地的时候，我可以把我铲地的工具呢，放在卡车上。
The worker wastes the great gift that would make his work so much easier.
结果这个卡 卡车这个工人就白白的浪费了这个有钱人给他预备的卡车以及挖土机。
Today we are going to talk about the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要来谈及圣灵。
If I remember correctly, the last time I spoke with you, we also spoke about the Holy Spirit.
如果我记忆没有错误的话，我记得上次跟大家在这边所谈述的也是有关圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the greatest companion and resource that God has ever poured out upon us.
圣灵乃是神给我们预备最好、最伟大的礼物，与我们同在。
And most of the time, I think we treat the Holy Spirit as though he is a tool that we don't always need.
但是许多时候，我们把圣灵当作是一个工具，而很多时候我们也忽略了它的存在。
When we look at our text this morning, Paul is in the midst of a description of the mysteries of God.
如果我们今天在看注释我们的经文的时候，我们就发现保罗这个时候正在圣经当中发现了一个极大的奥秘。
He has spoken about the grace that can only come by faith.And the mystery of the gospel.
他就发现我们只有在神的恩典当中可以来认识他，这也是福音的精髓。
And here in verse 14, we see him come to his prayer that closes the first portion of his letter.
我们就看见在14节这边，保罗在这边为他前面所著作的前一部分的书信呢，做一个总结。
Now we're going to speak about why we really need the Holy Spirit and why Paul is telling us that we need it in this prayer.
今天我们要讲一下我们为何需要圣灵，以及为什么保罗在这边提及有关圣灵的事。
So the first point we're going to talk about is that we need to welcome the Holy Spirit.
第一个是我们必须要热情的欢迎以及招待圣灵。
The first reason is we need the Holy Spirit for faith.
第一个原因是我们是需要圣灵来使我们有信心的。
In verse 17, Paul prays the Spirit will strengthen the Christian so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith.
在17节这边保罗说使基督因着你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Earlier in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, Paul says that faith is a gift from God that cannot be earned by work.
在以弗所书第二章第八节，保罗已经说了，圣灵乃是神赐给我们的恩赐，不是我们做什么事情可以来赢得，可以来换取的。
And that can be disappointing to a group of people who work as hard as you guys do. And same thing with WCCC where I work. It's an incredibly hard-working group of people.
实际上这个信息可能会让许多人大所失望。也许就在你们的教会当中，或者像我自己的教会当中，有许多人摆上他自己的劳力，尽力的去努力想要赢得一些东西。
But faith doesn't come from us. It comes from the relationship we have with the Holy Spirit.
但是实际上我们对神的信心不是出于我们自己，乃是我们与神的关系。
The second reason we need to accept and welcome the Holy Spirit is so that Christ is welcome in our hearts.
第二个，是我们需要招待以及欢迎圣灵在我们里面，乃是基督也是借着如此能够进入我们的心。
In Genesis chapter 18, God and his angels appear before Abraham.
我们如果看创世纪第十八章的时候，
Abraham
亚伯拉罕怎么样招待神？
And Abraham made a place for them to stay, provided water so they could wash, had his wife bake fresh bread with fine flour,and slaughtered a calf for a luxurious meal.
在 创世纪第十八章的时候，亚伯拉罕遇见天上来的使者的时候，他就把自己的家开放，预备最好的食物，叫他的太太把家里的牛给宰了，把献上一切最好的，热情招待这三位从天上来的使者。
Abraham spared no expense because he wanted to welcome the Lord with everything that he had.
亚伯拉罕不惜一切的代价来招待他们，因为他想用他一切最好的来欢迎主。
Are we welcoming Christ into our lives with the same luxury that he deserves?
我们是否像亚伯拉罕一样，愿意把一切最好的来招待我们的主吗？
For example, we often think of obedience as a task or something on a checklist that will get us favor from God.
很多时候我们认为顺服主乃是我们来赢得主的欢喜的一个工作事项罢了。
But obedience is one of the ways that we welcome Christ into our hearts.
但是实际上我们的顺服乃是欢迎接受基督进入我们的心中的一个管道。
But if you try to obey apart from the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, then it's draining.
但是如果我们只想试图的这样子去欢迎主，而不依靠圣灵的话，实际上我们会耗尽我们自己一切精力，而毫无益处。
And that's because I do not want to obey.
之所以是这样子，乃是因为我们自己有一个意愿不想顺服。
It's not who I am.
实际上这不是我们自己。
I want to do whatever pleases me in that moment.
人都想自我去做一些自己喜欢做的事情。
But because the Holy Spirit has been working in my life for years, I am becoming more obedient.
但是对我来说，因为圣灵已经在我生命当中做了许多的工作，让我开始越来越愿意顺服他。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
It's because Christ has given me so much that I want Christ to be welcome in my life.
因为基督已经给我太多太多了，因此我希望基督在我生命里面得到一个可以安歇的地方。
That doesn't come from me, it comes from the Holy Spirit working in me.
这个不是出自于我自己的，乃是圣灵在我生命当中所做工，所成就出来的一个现象。
The third reason we need to welcome the Holy Spirit is for the miraculous and the powerful.
第三点，我们为什么要欢迎圣灵来到我们生命当中，乃是因着他自己奇妙的大能。
Verse 20 says, Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us.
第二十节这边说，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
You serve a powerful God.
我们今天所侍奉的乃是一个充满大能的神。
I'm not sure if you hear me, but you serve a powerful God.
我不知道大家听懂我在说什么。我们所侍奉的神乃是蛮有能力的神。
In our modern and scientific era, we have convinced ourselves that we have the power to do whatever is necessary to thrive.
今天我们活在这个科技的时代，我们自我催眠，认为我们可以人定胜天。
So when we encounter a scenario where we need something miraculous, we do not have hope.
所以当我们经历一个特殊情况的时候，我们几乎都没有任何的希望能够克服一个极大的困难的时候。
A lot of us have never needed God to show his power because we have become so self-sufficient.
但是因为我们过去科技所给我们带来的力量，我们开始不觉得上帝需要来介入，我们认为我们自己可以克服这一切的问题了。
And because we have not exercised our faith, it becomes frail.
因为我们从来没有运用我们对神的信心，因此它越来 越萎缩，越来越脆弱。
I hope this doesn't sound too prideful, but I am very good at lifting heavy things.
我接下来跟大家讲的，希望我大家不要认为我很自大。实际上我是非常擅长举重的。
I'm pretty strong.
我很壮。
In fact, I'm pretty confident that I can lift more than everyone in your church.
实际上我深信我比任何一位现在在教会当中的人还要强壮，我可以举重超越你们任何一个人。
But in order to try out for football when I was in ninth grade, I had to test how many times I could bench press 150 pounds.
但是就在九年级的时候，我试着加入学校的足球队的时候，我必须要迫使让自己能够躺卧的时候能够做一个极大的举重测验。
And I couldn't even do it once.
结果这个测验需要举起150磅，结果我一次都举不起来。
It took years of exercise and practice to become stronger and stronger.
结果我必须要花了许多年的训练跟锻炼之后，我才使得自己身体越来越强壮。
And now 150 pounds is nothing for me.
而现在对我来说，要举起150磅是轻而易举的事。
Our relationship with the Holy Spirit is very similar.
实际上，这就像我们与圣灵的关系。
If we live in a way that we do not think His power is needed, then we never learn how powerful our God really is.
如果我们生活在一种生活形态，或习惯一种生活形态，认为我们完全不需要圣灵在我们生命当中的话，那我们就慢慢的就不了解神的能力有多大。
How are we ever going to be convinced that the Holy Spirit is powerful beyond what we could imagine?
我们如果没有这样的经历，我们如何能够相信圣灵是超出一切的能力呢？
It can only happen when we put ourselves in a position where we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
唯一的方法是把我们自己放置于一个需要圣灵介入来带领我们的一个位置。
Think back to the worker in the story that I told earlier.
我希望大家再回忆一下我讲到之前所讲的那个工人的例子。
He was given the tools needed to make his life so much better.
实际上这个工人已经有一些机械的工具能够帮助他很顺利的、简单的去处理他要做的工作。
But he never uses it, so it goes wasted.
但是他从来不用它们，所以这些工具都被浪费了。
So if we try to live as workers of Christ without welcoming the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are wasting our relationship with him.
因此，如果我们这一群信徒试着尝试成为一个基督的工人，但是从来不欢迎接受圣灵来的力量和指引的话，我们就浪费了神所赐给我们的恩赐了。
I did not believe in the continued power of the Holy Spirit until I needed him.
实际上，我在之前没有一直需要圣灵的时候，我不了解我必须要完全的依靠他。
I'm going to apologize to George because I'm going to go off notes a bit here.
我对我们的翻译必须要说声抱歉，因为我将会脱稿。
For the longest time, I did not believe the Holy Spirit's power was still relevant.
实际上有之前有长久一段时间，我不相信圣灵可以在我生命当中行他大能。
In fact, when others claimed to have seen the power of the Holy Spirit work in their lives, I didn't believe them.
实际上，当我面对有些人做见证说圣灵在他们生命当中做了一个奇妙的大事的时候，实际上我并不相信他们。
And after years of being a Christian, I came to a point in my life where I needed something powerful to occur.
而当我做基督徒许多年之后，我突然面对生命当中一个难处，我发现我需要圣灵。
You know what?
是什么事呢?
The Holy Spirit answered me.
结果就在那个时候, 圣灵就回应了我的需求。
And power poured out from him.
结果他的大能就从我的生命当中浇灌了下来。
And I felt really stupid for living 6 years as a Christian without trusting in the power of our God.
结果那个时候我就回想起我过去六年已经成为基督徒了，我却不了解从神里边支取力量，我感觉到我自己非常的愚笨。
But it all stems from our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
这一切乃是我们与神的关系，我们可以得到圣灵的恩赐。
The second major point that we're going to look at is that Christ's love is beyond understanding.
第二大点我要与大家分享的是，基督对我们的爱是我们无法理解。
And this is still very much about the Holy Spirit.
实际上，这还是跟圣灵有极其密切的关系。
You know, one of the first and greatest lies the enemy tells us is that Christ does not love us.
你知道我们的仇敌对我们最大的谎言是什么吗? 乃是基督不爱我们。
Now, I have fantastic parents.
我必须要说,我有一对非常好的父母。
I really love my mom and dad. They've been fantastic my whole life.
真的我非常爱我的爸爸妈妈,他们对我好好。
And I have an amazing wife.
而我自己也有一个非常完美的妻子。
And I have, it has never been in doubt that my parents and my wife love me.
我也从来不怀疑我父母以及我妻子对我的爱。
But you know what? I don't like myself very much.
但是大家知道吗? 我对我自己却非常的不欣赏,我不喜欢自己。
And at times I have low self-esteem.
长久以来我一直没有自尊心。
And I know I can come off as arrogant or prideful, but much of that pride is rooted in a self-consciousness, a self-doubt.
有的时候也许我表现出非常的傲慢或者骄傲,但是实际上 我这些表现都是因为我自我没办法认同我自己所产生出来的一种表现。
I don't feel like I'm enough.
我都觉得我在许多地方都不够格。
I actually never feel like I'm doing a good job.
我从来不觉得我可以做好好做好任何的事。
I'm not satisfied even when I achieve something.
我有的时候甚至我已经做好某一些事情的时候，我没有一点丝毫的成就感。The
idea that I am loved is sometimes not an easy idea for me to grasp.
让我觉得感受到被爱的这种想法，对我来说是一个难以理解的一种观念。By
the way, my wife loves me a lot, and I don't even understand why.
我必须要说，我妻子真的是非常爱我，但是我不了解她为什么那么爱我。And
the enemy tells me that the love of these people will someday run out.
结果这个时候仇敌就来到我心里对我说，实际上没有人真正爱我，等到我真的遇到某些事情的时候，这些爱都会离开我。The
enemy tells me that Christ's love for me will run out.
甚至告诉我基督对我的爱有一天也会耗尽，也会离开我的。And
I often allow that lie into my heart and believe that I am not good enough for Christ's love or his salvation.
我过去居然经常允许这一类的谎言进入到我的心里，让我觉得基督不是真正爱我。But
this is God's response to those lies.
但是在此，神就来回应这一些谎言。In
verses 17 to 19, Paul says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have the strength to comprehend with the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God.
神就借着保罗的书信，在这边十八节到二十节来回应这样的谎言。保罗说：“能和以众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能叫着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。”
The dimensions of Christ's love are so massive that it is only through the power of the Holy Spirit that you can comprehend even a little bit of it.
神对我们的爱的纬度是何等的巨大，只有通过圣灵的力量，我们才能对他有一丝毫的一点点的理解。
I need to say that again. The dimensions of Christ's love for you is so massive that it is only through the power of the Holy Spirit that you can comprehend any of it.
我必须再重复一次，基督对我们的爱的量度是如此的巨大，大到一个地步，我们只有通过圣灵的力量，我们才能够对他有一点理解。
Christ loves us so much that we do not have the strength to understand it.
也就是说，基督对爱我们到一个地步，我们是永远没有办法凭着自己的力量去理解的。
Everyone knows that God is love.
所有人都知道神就是爱。
And when I ask people, do you know that Jesus loves you? The response is almost always, yeah, but, you know, God loves everyone.
所以当我去问别人这个问题说，你可知道基督爱你吗？结果每一个人都说，啊，是的，我知道神爱世人，神对所有人都爱。
Everyone knows that God loves them, but no one is ever convinced that Christ's love for us is deeper than any love that has ever existed.
每一个人都认为是的，神爱人，但是却无法去真正体会跟理解神爱我们一个地步是我们头脑无法理解的。
He loves us so much that we can't even begin to measure or understand the immensity of his love.
神爱我们到一个地步，甚至我们无法开始去衡量、去理解他的爱。
Here's the crazy part. Paul is praying for us to be given the power of the Holy Spirit so that we might grasp just a small amount of something we can never understand.
最疯狂的是，保罗在这边为我们祷告，希望我们可以借着圣灵给我们的力量，让我们开始有一点的点的去掌握神给我们的爱，所爱我们的这个大小。
His love is so great that only he can interpret it for us. That's what Paul says.
神爱我们到一个地步是超越我们的想象力，我们只有借着神自己才能开始理解他对我们的爱。
Are you starting to see the measure of what Christ feels for you?
大家可以开始理解基督对我们的爱有多少了吗？
His love doesn't make sense.
实际上他的爱是超乎我们的理解度的。
Because folks, as uncomfortable as it is to hear, we aren't good enough for Christ's love.
实际上，如果大家能够理解的话，我们真是对神的爱是不够格去领受的。
We can't earn Christ's love.
我们是无法去赢得神给我们的爱的。
And yet, he loves us so deeply anyway.
但是神却依然爱我们的如此深厚。
And that's because Christ's love is not about what we do.
因为神爱我们不是因着我们做了什么去赢得什么。
Christ's love is not about our value or our goodness.
神对我们的爱不是因为我们有这个价值或者我们做了什么。
Christ's love is about his goodness.
神之所以爱我们，基督之所以爱我们，乃是因为他自己的良善美好。
He loves us because he is good.
他之所以爱我们，乃是因为他自己本身就是美好的。
I don't think we realize how important the power of the Spirit is when it comes to understanding who Christ is.
我想我们很难想象圣灵的美好以及能力，除非我们开始理解基督他的美好和能力。
A lot of us are convinced that all we need is the Word of God and we will know everything we need to know.
很多人认为我们只要有神的话，我们就可以去理解知道我们所有应该知道的事。
But every interaction we have with God,
但是每当我们有与神有互动的时候，
is tied to the presence and to the power and to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit.
都是与圣灵的同在、能力以及引导有关的。
We cannot neglect the Spirit's presence and power and then expect to understand the Word of God.
我们绝对不能忽略圣灵在我们心中的地位和存在，不然我们永远无法真正体会神的话语。
I know the Word of God pretty well for someone my age.
我觉得在我同年纪来说，我对于神话语的认识算是不错的。
When I was in college, I was one of the better students when it came to biblical knowledge.
当我在大学的时候，我对于我的同才来说，我是属于这种比较认识圣经的人。
And I was saved, but I didn't have a very strong relationship with the Holy Spirit.
我虽然已经得救了，但是我与神却没有一个很好的亲密的关系。
And so even though I knew more about God, and I knew more of the Word of God, there were other people who were more effective than I was.
因此，就算我在头脑和知识上面，我对神的话语很清楚，或者更认识，但是我却没有能够像我其他同才一样，与神有那样子亲密，并且有实际强烈的关系。
That's very frustrating. For a
prideful person. 对我来说是有一个极大的挫败感。
I could be the smartest person in the room and yet still the least effective at communicating what God has for us.
我就感到我在班里面是对神的话语最清楚，知识上最了解的人，但是我与神的关系却远远不及我的同学们。
There was one man that I went to school with whose name was David.
我有一个同学，当我在念书的时候，他的名字叫 David.
And he was 6'5", bald, probably 320 pounds and black.
他是一位6尺5寸高的一个非常巨大的一个同学。他是一个黑人，他有两，我猜他大概有320磅重。
He was a very intimidating person.
对我来说，他是一种威胁。
But he was so kind and gentle.
但是同时我发现他是非常的温柔，而且非常的良善的一个人。
And David and I disagreed on every major theological point that you can disagree on.
在我这个同学当中， David 跟我几乎在神学上每一个立场我们都互相对立的，我们都有争执。
And I can tell you with confidence that I was right in 95% of those arguments.
我非常的有自信跟大家说，我深信我跟他所有神学立场不同的地方的时候，我大概 95.5% 呢都是对的。
I knew the Bible better, I knew Greek and Hebrew better, I knew theology better.
因为我知道希腊文，我知道希伯来文，我对圣经的理解和知识远远超过他。
And yet, when we went out to the town to do outreach,
但是有一次我们到镇上去传福音的时候
Sometimes five people would come to Christ through David speaking with them.
结果我就发现有的时候甚至到五个人以上都是因着我这个同学 David 讲述的时候他们因此接受了主。
To my zero.
但是我却一个人都没办法带信主。
It was that year in college that I first felt the power of the Holy Spirit.
也就在那一年，我经历了我非常需要圣灵的能力。
I realized that I wasn't effective and I was in an auditorium praying that God would meet me in some way.
我突然发现我所做的事情都毫无力量，于是在有一天，我在学校的礼堂里面，我坐在里面独自祷告。
My professor came up to me and prayed over me using the exact same words that I was struggling with in my prayer.
就在我自己独自默默祷告的时候，突然我的教授过来，坐在我旁边，然后他用我刚刚默祷的字句，一字不漏的说出声音来为我祷告。
And I felt the Lord come upon me in that moment.
也就在那个时候，我感受到神在我生命当中的覆庇。
And I have never felt such love upon me in my entire life.
我就在那个时候，我感受到我一生当中从来没有感受的爱。
In fact, I was so relieved and full of joy that I began to laugh out of just pure happiness.
也就在那个时候，我突然感到我身体无限的一个轻松和放松，我突然开始大笑出来。
And the love that I felt made me bold.
因着我所感受的爱，让我开始勇敢。
And it was that night that I went out and prayed in faith like I never had before.
也就在那一次之后，我就开始勇敢地出去祷告，祷告的是我从来没有这样子有勇气的祷告。
And I spoke God's word with conviction that I did not have before.
我开始传讲神的话，坚信我自己过去对神的认知是我过去从来没有这样的一个经验。
And this is what I want our church to have.
这也是希望我们教会所应该有。
A conviction of the love of God that forces us to go out.
一种对神的爱的一种坚信，让我们有这样的信心，能够走出去传福音。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us and we are convinced of His love, we become bold to speak the good news.
当圣灵与我们同在，我们真正感受他的时候，我们就被折服，我们就出来勇气，愿意为神做见证。
But we can't have that boldness and conviction until we accept the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们如果没有完全能够领受、接受圣灵的全备的话，我们是没办法有勇气的。
We can be saved.
是的，也许我们得救了。
But if we are saved without a relationship with the Holy Spirit, then we are missing out on the fullness that God has for us.
但是如果我们只是单单得救，却与神没有关系，没有与神那边得到圣灵来的一个同在、同住的话，我们就失去太多太多了。
We need to welcome the Holy Spirit.
我们必须欢迎接待圣灵。
And that is uncomfortable.
这个时候实际上对我们来说也许是很不自在的。
Because the Spirit and His power is strange, but also He leads us to an uncomfortable place.
因为圣灵的能力是奇妙的，也许多时候它会带领我们进入到一个我们感到非常不自在的一种处境。
But when we accept the fullness of God's presence.
但是我们如何可以开放自己，接纳神这种完全的同在的时候？
We begin to comprehend with the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of his love for us.
如果我们能够和众圣徒一起明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深的时候，
We need the presence of the Holy Spirit to even understand Christ's love for us.
我们需要圣灵的同在来开启我们对基督的认识。
So why do we keep him at arm's length?
那我们怎么样可以把这个热火继续保持呢？
He wants to give us so much.
神是多么的希望给我们一切的丰盛。
So I challenge you to seek not the parts of God that are comfortable, but his fullness.
因此我给大家一个挑战，不是专专去寻找你自己认为喜好神的那一部分，乃是完全接纳神要赐给你的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for House of Christ's love.
主，我们为着主爱之家这个教会，我们感谢你。
We thank you for their faithfulness and their commitment to you and your word.
我们感谢你这一群弟兄姊妹对你的爱以及委身。
And Lord, I ask that you bless them with an outpouring of discomfort.
主，愿意，我在这边祷告，愿你浇灌赐给他们。领他们到一个不自在的地步。
I ask that you bless them with situations that they cannot figure out on their own.
愿主赐下一个环境，带领他们到一个地步，他们发现是自己无能为力。
Lord, I ask this because I know when they turn to you, you will powerfully reveal yourself.
主，我只这样子祷告，因为我深信当这一群人到一个不知道自己无能为力的时候，你就会出手了，他们就可以经历你的大能。
Help us leave our comfort zone so that we can trust you more.
主，带领我们离开我们自己的舒适圈，以至于我们可以经历你自己。
Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit pours out on this church that they will understand what you are asking of them.
圣灵啊，愿你浇灌在这个教会当中，以至于他们可以开始认识你。
Lord, we ask that you make your desires clear.
主，愿意把你的心意明白地显现给这个教会。
Because we want to serve you.
因为我们愿意侍奉你。
We want to serve you better tomorrow than we did today.
因为我们希望每一天对你的侍奉都越来越进步。
So Lord, help us realize all of the good things that you are pouring out upon us.
主，因此让我们理解你赐给我们恩赐的美好。
Give us wisdom to use your presence the way you have delivered it.
主，愿你赐给我们智慧去理解及运用你所给我们的一切。
Help us trust in you and your power.
让我们扎根坚信于你，知道你带领我们的能力。
And help us accept you in your fullness.
让我们理解来接受领受你赐给我们一切的丰盛。
We ask that you forgive us for those times where we pick and choose the parts that we want from you.
主，我们也在这边求你饶恕我们，有许多时候我们只拣选我们自己的，从你那里拣选我们自己喜好的那一部分。
I ask that you help us accept all that you have.
主，愿你帮助我们去领受你赐给我们一切的丰盛。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to guide House of Christ's love in power and in conviction.
我祈求圣灵带领整个主爱之家，让我们在你面前折服，让我们认识你。
I thank you so much for their faith.
我为着他们的信心，我感谢你。
For their commitment and for their love.
对于他们的委身以及爱，我感谢你。
And God, we ask that you give them even more.
主，我在这边真恳求你赐 更赐给他们更多。
Lord, we bless this church.
主，愿意祝福这个教会。
It is in Jesus' name that we give this blessing because we know that you love them so much.
主乃是借着主基督耶稣的名，因这样子来祷告，因为我知道你爱这个教会。
We ask you to convince us of all these things.
我求主来让我们对你更深的认识。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.